Submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06. Let's see if we can track down Pat Bradley. Just keep blowing up his phone there.
Keep blowing it up.
Thanks to Todd Pierce for filling in for Christian Weaver, who Christian is still fighting this baby bug that he's got, had last week. And so, Todd, thanks for coming in on short notice. Appreciate that.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
Of course, Christian did the show last week with Pigskin Preacher. Appreciate Chuck Monahan for doing that. And Trey Reed, two of the smarter guys you can be around. So you had a four-hour high IQ.
Mensa meeting.
A Mensa meeting during the shows. And, of course, and RJ, thanks to RJ for doing Fridays with over at Frank Fletcher's. And Christian got a chance to go to that. So. But appreciate those guys filling in and doing the shows. We were out of pocket, so we didn't see all the news that was coming in. I guess, you know, obviously the Razorbacks played Thursday and Friday. They will play today. Saturday. They will play today at 5 o'clock. You can't catch them on the buzz. You got to go to Flow Sports. Then tomorrow it's 11 o'clock, and we'll hear from Trey Schaap, who's down there reporting.
Are we going to get him again today?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
And then Rogers mentioned Razorback football begins Wednesday. I think I may try to make a road trip and watch. You know, some of those practices are just a waste, you know, because they're just not, you're just sort of walking through. But
what you going to do?
I do want to see if I can, you know, because this is a whole new operation. You know, I just want to maybe go watch how they practice and watch the players and, you know, just get an eyeball for myself. I did see Quincy Rose Jr. They're doing some things on Hogs Plus where he got his picture on the billboard and things. I am intrigued to see, because we've been under Sam Pittman for 6 years, Roger. We've seen sort of how they do things and the product that we put out at times. It's been pretty good.
The show?
Yeah, you've had chances to win 6 or 7 games last year. You didn't do it. They were close. So we'll see what this regime does.
Yeah, that was with Petrino.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, you got NFL starting. You got NFL going on. Can the Cowboys get it done? Everybody's at their mini camps all over the place. Who are the favorites? You know, who's going to get it done? You know who won the Super Bowl last year?
Gosh, Shad, you throw it out there at me. Eagles.
No.
What, is it Chiefs again?
No.
NFC West.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it all sort of goes together.
Yeah, it does now.
Matter of fact, go ahead, Todd.
Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks, yeah.
Yeah, never would have guessed it.
Yeah, it was their second-year coach or first-year coach, Todd? Was he?
First-year coach.
Yeah, pretty amazing what he did with that squad. They were, I remember when Josh was still here, I had been really betting on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've really been betting on the Washington Generals. Is it Generals? What are they?
Yeah.
Commanders.
Sorry, that's the basketball team. Anyway, I'd been really.
It's a good thing Christian isn't here.
I know, on my Oaklawn picks. I had been picking Washington because they had really been playing well, and they ran into Seattle about midway through the season. I remember telling Josh going, wow, Seattle's defense is for real. And, you know, and they did. They end up going to the Super Bowl because of it. But matter of fact, I haven't seen if we went on the Oaklawn FanDuel Sports book, Todd, do you have the ability to do that? Can you look at that and see who?
I can try to download that real quick.
We'll let Roger see if he can do it. I'd be curious to see who the favorite is. If Seattle is the favorite to win it all,
Seattle would have to be up there.
Buffalo is probably back there again.
New England, I would think, would be up there.
New England was in the mix. Yeah, they're in the mix too.
The Rams probably.
Rams, you've had some movement, some new coaches. As I mentioned earlier, I think 4 or 5 Brewers Award finalists and winners are now new NFL head coaches, and in tough places like Baltimore. Jesse Minter is. He was at Michigan when he was a Brewers Award finalist. He's the head coach at Baltimore. You got Joe Brady, who was the offensive coordinator the unreal year at LSU. He is the head coach at Buffalo now.
It looks like they've got, if I'm reading it correctly, at plus 550 is the Los Angeles, the Rams.
Okay, Rams, okay.
Got the Rams.
Well, they were good.
Yeah, plus 1,000 for the Bills. And the reigning Super Bowl champs are at plus 1,100.
And on the Oaklawn
America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, at plus 2,200. Around does that rank? Center of the pack.
About mid-pack.
About
wow.
Mid-pack, yeah.
You know, but I just, you know, I wonder if Jerry feels like, does he have enough to even, you know, the challenge for, and does he really feel like deep down, hey, I got a good enough team to challenge for a world championship?
I don't know what he thinks. I don't even think about that anymore. It's only because it's, as a Cowboy fan, you just hope for the best. Talking to AB this past few days.
He's a huge Cowboy fan.
He was a huge Cowboy fan, but talking to him and then talking about some of the other stuff and him giving me a little advice, I told him, all right, I'm going to get my... Going to get Zach and all my info from the FanZil sportsbook and all that info and what they're throwing out there. And he's telling me what I need to look at. Look at, you know, to make the playoffs. Pick a couple of teams. He's going to put a couple of grand on a team to make the playoffs. Is
right.
And just that's something, just to make the playoffs.
Yes.
So those are some of the fun bets. And listening to him break it down for me. It's pretty easy now on the Cowboys. Yeah, you could put down a couple of bucks. Now, AB's not wasting time or effort and money by going, hey, I'll put $50 down on the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. He's going to find a team that he knows he can get a return on.
Yeah, you bet.
And he's going to put down a grand. He's going to put down a couple of grand, something like that, on some of these teams to do things like that. And that is on another level from me where I would go. I might be able to step out there and go to make the playoffs.
Yes.
As opposed to just going Super Bowl. But if I put down the Cowboys to make the Super Bowl, it's just because I'm a Cowboy. If I put down the Razorbacks to win the national title, it's just because I'm a Razorback fan. If I put down UALR, University of Little Rock wrestling team, to win the national title, it's because I'm a UALR wrestling fan. And Coach Neil.
What a great guy Neil Arisman is.
He
really is. Love the guy. I had a chance to be
his
around him
Kelly
and his wife
is,
Kelly. They're rock stars. Good people. Really,
very
really,
kind. Very kind. Yeah, I went deep sea fishing with him and Hatcher. That was the boat I was on, was with Coach. And
did you have swells? Did you like it go up and down?
Not much. Maybe. No. Is that something that you would do when you're just sitting there?
No. You would feel the swells if it was. If
you're
went out
when you're moving.
How far did you go up before you started fishing?
Oh, don't hold me to it. I want to say he said 25 miles, could have been 15.
How long did it take you, though, time-wise, to get out
30
there?
Minutes.
Yeah. So, like, some of those things are like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm
yeah.
Like, dude, I am not going.
Well, we saw nothing but water. There was no land
yeah,
around.
Wow. Don't want any of that. Don't want any of that. Roger, also, we talked today is National Watermelon Day. It's actually Watermelon Weekend Hope. Today, apparently, according to Christy Burns, anybody knows Christy Burns, say, tell her that Morning Man was talking about them. We are talking about doing the show Friday from the Hope Watermelon Festival. They apparently have a parade today, Roger. The Watermelon Festival Parade, 50 years. Tomorrow is the pageant. Have a Miss Watermelon
Pageant. Miss Watermelon Pageant?
Dang straight.
I want to see that.
And they're still doing, they've got...
I want to see Miss Melons.
They've got a 5K, Roger, and they have a golf tournament. I'll never forget this, Roger. So I was engaged to be married, and my fiance was from Hope. So we go down to the... before we got married. I can't even remember the time.
Oh, you did marry. This is when you married.
I did marry, yeah. Okay, and so we go down there, and I'm playing in the Hope Watermelon Festival golf tournament. And so this was back, yeah, think about this. This is back in like 91 or something. So I was still sort of bowed up big and that kind of thing. So we get up. So we get up there, Raj, on the tee box. And there's like 100 dudes around. So they're all, we want to see Basil crush this thing. And I like, oh man, I feel the pressure. Because they're all standing around. Okay, here comes big boy, you know. Here comes big boy. So what do you got? Come on, Razorback team captain. And I get up there, Roger, and I swear to you, I swing and I take a shot at it. I look up and I look for my ball. I don't see my ball. And it literally has come off the tee and gone like almost like straight up, but like to the side. It goes almost sideways, like straight up in the air, about 50 feet. And I just walked over there and picked it up and just remembered. I just, you know, this is the most.
Got your car?
Yeah, I did. That's what I should have done.
Oh, it's terrible.
Just so embarrassed like that. Wow.
Well, you know, you could talk to Samantha, Samantha Scott, that is, because she had the very first best golf shot.
Oh my gosh!
Of the week.
It was great. She was impressive.
And then Jacob finished up. He got one too. Jacob got one, but after
great.
Samantha had set the bar with doing that.
Yeah, she was outstanding.
I hit it and I chipped it. Mine just did not stick. It was a terrible green.
You're hot.
I'm hot now. But here's the thing. So after that, what happened? If you got your ball and you
I went ahead and played. It was embarrassing. It was probably terrible. You know, I'm not playing golf anymore unless I can practice some. I'm not playing anymore. I'm not going to embarrass. I'm not going to humiliate myself as just a
big buffoon. I'll tell you what David Hendricks tells me.
What?
You just got to play more,
Roger. I don't play. You know what? I shouldn't play if I don't play.
Exactly.
Roger, the other thing is on Saturday, they do the weigh-in of the watermelon.
All right.
Watermelon weigh-in. So I guess if you've been growing a watermelon, you get to weigh it in. The world's record apparently three. Todd, can you confirm this? The world's largest watermelon. Because I think it said 350 from Tennessee. I want to say that Hope or Cave City's had bigger than that. Here's one. I'm just looking at some of the things they have. They have the watermeloning Olympics. Watermelon by the slice opens. Politically correct watermelon eating. Watermelon eating contest for all ages.
Politically correct watermelon?
I don't know.
What that means?
I don't know. Melon strong arm wrestling. Seed spinning competition.
Sure.
Oh, Gretchen Wilson is performing live.
Shut up.
Remember Gretchen Wilson?
Don't be lying now.
Remember Gretchen Wilson?
Yeah.
What was her? Redneck woman? Redneck woman? And there's something about a trailer, I think, too.
I didn't know she was still alive.
Yeah. So all those things are going on this weekend and during this week down at Hope as we try to help celebrate. I love what Curtis Bailey said. Seedless watermelons are like boneless wings. More convenient, but if you want the best flavor, you have to deal with the obstacles. In a world of convenience, be a traditionalist. I agree 1,000%. I agree 1,000%.
Curtis Bailey,
yeah.
Reigning gold medalist.
Yeah, the darkest dude around.
Listen, put those Ray-Bans on him. He looks like Sam Giancana. He's a mafioso down there hanging out with the boys at the tiki bar. I don't mind the watermelon, and I understand what Curtis is saying, and I dig it, and have the seed, but there's just too many seeds. I want to get right in. I don't want to and then eat meat on it, unless you just pick it out, and then you eat it.
Todd, what'd you find? Is it 350? If it's, did you think it'd be bigger than that? I thought it'd be bigger than that.
Sure. I thought it'd be pumpkins are bigger.
Think about it, Roger. You've seen how big those, I mean, they're like it looks like a small vehicle, mm-hmm. but if you think about it, a watermelon, what's on the inside? It's basic water, and so it's not very heavy. You got the red stuff that you just, you know, it's easy to...
The meat!
Is that what you call it?
It's called meat. I know, believe it or not, that's what it's called. But this one right here, watermelon wine. I've never had any watermelon watermelon-flavored things are just fine.
How many watermelon songs are there out there? You got watermelon.
I only got three.
You said watermelon
here.
Crawl.
Watermelon
you played
crawl.
That one. Who watermelon was that one?
Wine. The watermelon crawl was Tracy Byrd.
Another big watermelon?
Tom T. Hall. I'm trying to think, but the other one that I just played was this guy I've never heard of. This is Watermelon Man.
No.
This is Mongo Santa Maria.
It's a great song.
Is it? I don't know.
You know, the guy looks like a sort of a Native American, a country music singer.
What's his name? Well, he is Native American. Neil McCoy?
Neil McCoy.
What's his song?
See, I get mixed up with Tracy Byrd's. His is different, I think.
Let's find out. Let's go to Neil. What did he have? Then why didn't it come up?
It may not be in the system.
I was a drinking band, Wink.
Maybe it's not watermelon.
It might not be. Okay.
Is that just Wink?
Sounds like a watermelon song. It starts with a W. I think it's where you're going. So let's see. We can change. We can make it one.
I woke up this morning. My head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense.
Gonna make it work.
Stumbled to the kitchen. She was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just to give me that
watermelon.
Did he go sink?
Yeah, he did.
Did he go stank?
I don't know if he went stank, but
somebody said Harry Styles has a watermelon.
Watermelon sugar.
Yeah. Do you know that one, Todd?
I'm familiar with that song.
Are you really? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No, I don't know.
And you already played. You played the Tom T. Hall one, right?
Yeah, you played that one earlier.
Say,
yeah.
Well, maybe
Harry Styles.
Does Justin Moore have the word watermelon in any of his songs?
I don't know.
We can find that out. We can find that out tomorrow. 661-1037. Someone, Eleni Wilson, has watermelon moonshine.
Watermelon in the back of her pants. Oh! She doesn't need more, does she?
Somebody said Neil McCoy is Asian.
Is he really? Weird. Okay.
Here's one that says, I'm 51, never ate a watermelon. Can't make it past the vomit smell.
What?
You know, It's funny how everybody has different smell. I don't think it smells bad.
Watermelon?
I do think, yeah.
No, I
think watermelon.
I've never heard that.
Watermelon does remind me of summer. I didn't like it because of having to fight through the seeds.
Yeah.
Back in my day, down in Florida, it just seems like our watermelons had a ton of seeds in them. It was crazy.
Well, we added a lot of seeds in our watermelon, too. You know what that is? This is that conversation about the pine cones again, right? Our watermelons had more seeds.
I did. It was Florida seeds.
Stop it. Stop it. What were the shapes of them? Were they round? Is circular funny?
And I mentioned today, the big birthday today, or several. One is Tom Brady, and we figured out he was 49, right?
Well, I didn't know we came up with it.
Yeah, so 77, is that right?
Okay,
uh-huh. Yeah, so does that make you feel old knowing that Tom Brady's 49?
No.
Because he was playing, because the reason why it was weird, because he played what, till he was 40, what, six?
Right.
How old did he play?
Right, 45, it's easy, right?
How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
He won a Super Bowl like in
his mid-40s.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's not too bad.
We were mentioning, too, one of the, just to confirm, I got this sent to, Tony Bennett's birthday is today, Roger. Marv Levy, who is still alive. You know, he was the Buffalo Bills.
He's a Bucko, too. What is he?
Let's see here.
101.
Is that right? Oh, my gosh. He's 101. Mm-hmm.
We need to do Dead or Alive this week.
We mentioned Lance Allworth, maybe one of the greatest players, or you can make the argument, the greatest player in Razorback history in terms of NFL success. Won a Super Bowl with the San Diego Chargers. No, I take that back, Roger. He won that with the Cowboys. He won Super Bowl VI with the Cowboys. He also played with the Chargers. His birthday is today. He's 86. Someone is asking, is he the oldest? Found out yesterday Lee Hatcher's dad is 88. Played for the Razorbacks, played with, ready for this, Billy Ray Smith Sr. I said, I want to have lunch with him.
We just now finding that out?
I know. I said, I want to have lunch with him, ASAP. He's 88. I said, you don't have a lot of guys around that's in their 80s and 90s that can still talk about.
Oh, bless his
heart. Yeah, listen, you know what, he could tell us a story. He went from the Brewers, the very beginning, maybe even 1 year without Brewers, the Brewers years. Then he got to the national championship. He got to, I think he finished up
in 64?
64.
So he's got a ring?
I think so.
We're just now knowing that.
That's what I'm telling Lee. What?
Mrs. Hatcher.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's on my agenda. So Marv Levy, Tony Bennett, birthday day, Lance Allworth. Martin Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Martin, how old do you think Martin Sheen is?
I'll say he's 85.
That's a darn good guess, Roger. He is 86.
What about, Martin Sheen was the first guy I ever saw on TV that played John F. Kennedy. I think he played Kennedy. But I think the first movie I ever saw him in was
Gettysburg.
The Execution of Private Slovak.
Hadn't seen that.
It's an old one where, it's what it is. It's a military guy. He's a kid. I don't know if it was Korea or WW2.
He's in Apocalypse Now and JFK, Wall Street. But he's known for West Wing. Though,
great
right?
character in Wall Street. I liked him in Wall Street because of the way he went back and forth.
Oh, he was the father, right?
He was Charlie Sheen's father in life and on that movie. So he went back and forth. I remember him going back and forth, and then he told Charlie, but I'm not sleeping with a whore! Something to that effect.
That was in Wall Street?
In Wall Street, yeah, when he told him. Blue Star.
What's the best line? He goes,
Blue Star.
Greed is good.
Blue Star.
I get that confused with that.
Is it Blue Star?
With Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy.
Blue Star likes. What is it? Somebody tell
661-1037.
Blue Star.
I get that one mixed up with the movie with
Trading Places.
With Trading Places. Because what was that one? That was The Futures was on. What was
it? It was OJ. It was Orange Juice.
Yeah, I get those mixed up.
Yeah. The Duke and Duke Brothers. So Blue Star. What is it? Blue Star likes what?
Blue Star, Todd, can
somebody
you find
knows
that one?
Somebody
quick?
Knows.
661-1037. How quickly can we get an answer?
Blue Star. Blue Star.
And what happens? Was it set up on that? I see both of those had set up.
It was Coke Talk. Blue Star likes.
But something happened in both those movies that had to do with stocks. Remember?
Well, it was insider trading.
Both of them were insider trading. I can't remember how it worked.
I
still can't watch Trading Places and understand it.
Well, in Trading Places, they went deep throat.
Anacostia Steel.
Does Anacostia Steel like Blue Star? Does Blue Star like Anacostia?
I don't even know what it means.
Well, Blue Star, those are the stocks.
I know, but I just don't remember.
And Blue Star, I think, was the airline that they wanted to, that they, that they, that Gordon Gekko wanted to buy and then destroy.
Hey, what a great name.
Absolutely.
Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, at that time, my partner at the time,
Anacott,
who was
Steel,
a former Razorback cheerleader, Roger, you know what he was wearing?
Was it an Anacott Steel?
No, he was, you know what he, Douglas have on? Michael Douglas. What did he
First of all, he had that huge brick phone when he's out on the
brick
beach.
I remember the brick phone came out in 1984.
What did he wear?
Yeah, what was it? What did he have on, the style that he was wearing? I'm pretty sure he did. That was a style. If you were wearing fancy suit, you'd also wear this.
If you were wearing fancy suit, you would also
wear. Under your jacket.
A vest.
Nope.
No?
Close.
Underneath.
But my partner used to wear these.
Ascot?
Not an ascot.
And when you say partner, is this something?
No, this is business partner.
Are you telling us something?
Business partner.
That we didn't know, Key West?
This is something that you don't see anymore because you have other ways to have it handled. Other ways to have
it. Wow, you are really getting dark on me. And I think I'm about to.
No,
I'm in the gutter.
Popular clothing attire that.
A cummerbund?
Assessment or accessory.
Jockstrap?
Accessory. You know.
Cup? You were wearing a cup underneath your suit?
Suspenders?
Thank you, Todd. Suspenders. Okay. That's what Gordon Gekko had in that.
Okay.
And so my partner was a big.
Suspenders,
You'd have to wear the jacket. You just walked around and you'd have to have a belt.
Yeah, but how about, can you wear. I saw people with suspenders and belt. I bet
no, you don't do that. That's.
I know you don't, but I've seen it.
Tacky. It's also.
Well, first of all, I think I want to be able to clip the part where you go, me and my partner. I want that one.
I thought you'd have that this morning when I said today is National Grab Morton and Grab Nuts today.
Oh,
it's also the birthday of James Hetfield. And how do you know him, Roger?
James Hetfield?
Yes.
You say het or hat?
Het.
Spell it.
H-E-T-F-I-E.
Hetfield. James Hetfield.
Come on, man.
Give me.
You know what it is, Todd.
Back off. Give me a hint.
Come on, man. Matter of fact,
give me a
he
hint.
Is a musician.
You know,
his
first
song,
of all, you're going Biden on me. Come
song,
on, man.
His song is played at one of the great openers of a college football program. They have his song as one of the is what they come onto the field to, one of his band songs. Come on, man. You don't know who James Hetfield is?
I haven't.
I thought for sure. I apologize. I thought you
would. Don't you apologize? I don't know. No, I don't even think we have him in here.
Yeah, he is with Metallica.
Oh, okay.
He's the main guitarist for.
Yeah,
Enter,
I don't know.
Enter the Sandman, man. Come on, Enter Sandman.
I'm telling
Enter
you,
Sandman.
You are such a penis.
I've been watching. There's
Panini. I said Panini sandwich. You're a Panini sandwich.
There's a live tweet. What he does now, Roger, he sits on the side of the stage and he's focused, but they show him. He's got these big giant stadium, and everybody sees him. He's just sitting there doing his own thing, getting ready. They're playing this. They're playing some kind of music. What's just come in, Roger? What? 661-1037. What is the song they play before Metallica gets on stage that James Hetfield listens to and it gets him sort of psyched up? It's a particular song, particular set of skills.
That's where I was going.
Particular set of skills, but it's something that it's not the norm that you would hear before a rock concert, but it gets him fired up. 661-1037.
And it's not one of his?
What's that?
The song's not one of his?
Yeah. No. It's not one of his. No. Someone says, hey, Baz, may want to normalize saying business partner when talking about someone you're in business
Told
with.
Told you.
My listen. Partner was a cheerleader, and then following that with he.
Right.
You
right.
know what? There were two cheerleaders back then. They were taking steroids. So they were pretty bowed up. For those out there thinking. Matter of fact, listen, I had cheerleading buddies of mine that were taking steroids. I wasn't even. I played football.
Speaking of which, those guys are great. Speaking of which, yesterday was Christy Mann's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Christy Mann. Cheerleader extraordinaire.
Yes.
Today is my sister Barbara's birthday. Hello,
oh,
sissy.
Nice. Look at the phone lines are lit up. Thank
Ashton,
you.
Ashton, what do
we'll
you
go
know?
With Ashton. What's the answer, Ashton?
Ecstasy of gold.
No, that's not it.
No, I'm just
No. What is, hold on, let's see if we can find out what, hold on to that, Raj, real quick.
Uh-huh.
What is Ecstasy of Gold? It's by, is it, what, who is it by?
I'm not sure, but it was from the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint
that's
Eastwood.
That's what it is, Roger. It's, you know, it's got the little thing at the beginning.
That's the name of the song?
Yes, Eno Morricone. But Ecstasy of Gold, so that's what it's like. It's the old cowboy movie. What movie did you say it was, Ashton?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
How about that? So that's what they decide. That's what they play The walk-up music. There's no way you've got that in the system. It'll be a miracle.
Yeah.
Todd, see if you can find that song, Ecstasy of Gold. Thank you, everybody.
Ecstasy of Gold.
I love that. I love the fact that they think outside the box, that they want to do something different. Here's what Blue Horseshoe.
Got it.
Blue Horseshoe loves Ennicott Steel. Roger.
Blue Horseshoe. Very good.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Very good.
This is Ecstasy of Gold. Oh, is this it? This is the beer song commercial. Wow, I didn't know this was the beginning of this. Yeah, this is the beer song too.
No.
What beer is this? Modelo? How cool is that?
I guess it is.
Does he get bigger?
Does he get?
Well, it builds to a crescendo, I guess.
Yeah, but you'd be out on this.
But he's focusing. He's thinking. They're getting ready for the shootout.
Okay.
But you're right. It does sound right now. I'd be taking a nap. Let's see if it kicks up a little bit.
This is where...
You hear the girls? You're right
is
there?
This,
I got the chills.
Is this the Westerns?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's what it is. They had to kick in the action. It's a gunfight. Brilliant. Oh, it's kicking up, man. Holy cow. They're ready to run through a door. Man, who knew? I think we need this at Razorback Field. She is bringing it, man.
What an asset you are to our show.
Whoa! John! Wow, she is top. How about that? Much more respect for Enter the Sandman for Metallica.
Ashton, call back.
Wow, great job.
Get us your information. He gets a Morning Mayhem shirt.
Wow.
Ashton, you just
Hawks should play this instead of Hey Jude. I want this in the fourth quarter.
Let me tell you something.
Whoa!
I don't hate Jude anymore because I'm learning Beatles songs.
Well, that's where it should be with the ukulele. I mean, I'm telling you, this thing's got some bang to it. I need to go back and watch Good, Bad, and the Ugly. I can surely see now where this gets some juice to go out there on the stage, man.
How do you look at a baby and name it Roger?
What in the world is that?
What is that all about, dude?
We'll take a break on that. We'll be back in just a minute. 663-1037.
Tuesday, come out to Flyway Brewing in Breckenridge Village with Justin and Phil in the Zone. Get a look at the Razorback basketball team playing in the Baja Mar Summer League in Nassau, Bahamas, Tuesday at Flyway Brewing with the Zone.
This is SportsCenter.
Expect some roster shakeup in Major League Baseball as we hit the trade deadline later today. There were a couple of trades on Sunday, the most notable of which involves slugger Luis Garcia Jr. moving from the Washington Nationals to the New York Yankees in exchange for four right-handed pitchers. The biggest move so far came late Saturday night when the Detroit Tigers traded two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal to the Los Angeles Dodgers for three minor league prospects. The MLB trade deadline is at 5 o'clock Central today. Sticking with baseball, the Arkansas Travelers already had a series win in hand Sunday, but fell short of their fifth consecutive victory after a 6-5 loss to the Midland Rockhounds in Midland. Luke Mann hit a solo home run in the eighth inning that proved to be the game winner for Midland. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
15 years ago, Little Rock reached its all-time record high temperature of 114. Thankfully, that's not in the forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 93. Tonight, clear and mild. We'll drop off to 70. Tomorrow, a little hotter, mostly sunny, in 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level, and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Located in Conway at the Dave Ward exit in Bryant on I-30. Visit our homes online at hawkshomes.net.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know that hiking isn't for you. Sure, it sounds nice to be in nature while exercising, but that's what a gym and houseplants are for. I mean, you don't even like walking upstairs. So why would you walk up a hill? For miles? To what, end up high in the air? Come on, you know you're scared of heights. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mark your calendars for the annual Steak and Egg Breakfast for Youth Home. It's coming up August 14th, 7 till 9 at the Butcher Shop. Get a great breakfast and support a great cause. For more information, go to youthhome.org and tap the Get Involved tab.
Every Arkansas family has a story. A first-generation student walking across a graduation stage. A patient getting a second chance. A researcher finding answers that changes lives. A community growing stronger because someone believed in what was possible. The University of Arkansas system, educating tomorrow's workforce, leaders, advancing healthcare, and creating opportunities reaching every county of our great state. When Arkansas succeeds, we all move forward. The University of Arkansas system, changing lives, strengthening Arkansas.
If you don't already have the Bet Saracen Sports Wager app, download it today from the app stores or go to BetSaracen.com. Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Bop, 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 bop. All right, 9:38 on this Monday, August 3rd. Glad you're with us. Man, so much going on. We're on. Summer's over for Morning Mayhem. We've got work to do. We got basketball, Ridgeback basketball today at 5 o'clock on Flow Sports. We'll talk with Trace Shapp about that tomorrow. Maybe we can chase down Pat Bradley at some point tomorrow. Also, too, we've got football starting all over Arkansas, high school football, junior high football, whichever. All the cheerleaders and band members, you're getting ready to start your stuff out there. If you got a band, if your kid plays in the band, let us know if they're getting cranked up. We'd love to give them a shout-out, too. Razorbacks will start football practice Wednesday, I believe. I got to call and check on that. Roger, we will have Tuesday night will be the first Hard Knocks on HBO. That'll be Seattle Seahawks, and then you got an NFL football game Thursday night, which nobody cares about it. It's just it's an exhibition game. But you've got NFL Hall of Fame induction, which actually happens Saturday. You got that. But it's on, man. It is on. Roger will be Wednesday. We'll be at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. One of your golfing buddies,
well,
Steve Brown.
It's getting close to the end of the summer.
It is.
So that rate of 1.776%. It's almost gone.
So we'll do that on Wednesday. We'll do on Thursday,
family
actually,
market.
Family Market in Hot Springs, a new location out there. Where's the location?
It's huge,
bro. Where's that, Roger?
It's huge. Right down the street from the Bradford Marine on what is Albert Pike, but it's called the Mountain Pine Cutoff. Is, you know, you hang a right, and you can go out to Sigma Supply.
Well, Randy Allison has already christened
Yes, he has.
Said Family Market with he and his wife's stop by.
It's right down the street from that way. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a huge store. It's in front of another little store I'm sure they tried to buy the property, but dude was holding out.
That's Thursday. We're talking about going down to be a part of the Hope Watermelon Festival on Friday. The thing's already happening down there.
So what are you talking? Are you talking about doing this show?
We're bringing it. Yeah, you're spitting. You're swimming in watermelons. You're doing it all.
Well, first of all, I'm in. Because if we can go down there and get sticky, I'm all in. You're talking about doing the show down there. So that's why
If they want us.
But listen, why wouldn't they?
We got a lot of things going on.
When did Cave City go? You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
Hope's getting all the information.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that's what you've been asking. And I don't know. I didn't know Cave City existed until
Until we started
Walmart
doing this show.
Walmart started putting them in their stores.
Yeah, it's a battle.
I'm actually,
matter of fact, Cave City may call us and say, don't go. They may say, don't go. Although Cave City didn't invite us to their watermelon festival.
Well, neither is Hope.
Right. Oh, yeah. We've already talked to them. Yeah.
Well, no, when you say
I've talked to him.
Your people.
Yeah, my people. Savage made a good point, Dave, last week.
Stop it right there. That's an oxymoron. You're telling me Savage made a good point.
Yeah.
Let me
hear. He said last week marked the 20th anniversary of Paul Eales' passing. You know, and we weren't here. I meant to text Christian and say, would you mind squeezing in a Paul's call? And you know what we may do? Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Hey, since we missed Paul's calls, let's do that.
Listen, if we can start
and
playing.
And then get us fired up. Yeah, that's right.
Play some of my Razorback songs.
Yeah.
Play some Paul's calls. Yeah, why not? Let's do more of me. let's see. That was 20 years ago.
Roger? And half of me wants to go, hey, look, send us in your Razorback song. Send us your best Razorback.
Well, do it.
Yeah, we may do that.
Jay Gadberry's wanting a disc of some of my greatest hits, and I should probably get him one so that he can have one for
me. A lot of people, Roger, have asked about that, and you continue to blow it off like it's not that big of a deal.
I don't blow it off.
I've only asked you to catalog your stuff forever.
I know you have, David.
But it takes time.
That's not it. I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure
people would love to play your songs at tailgating and different things.
Well, sure.
Like that.
And I've got to listen. I could easily pick out an album of 20 that I would say, here, these are my
your top 10, like I'd ask Sankey for his top 10
songs. I can do that.
Songs.
You want your top 10 of my Razorback songs?
Yeah.
You know what? And that would be
That'd be the album.
Roger Scott's Razorback songs, all my best.
You may have to go double album. Your top two are On Markham, and what's the other one that same record, that special day? We need a behind the scenes VH1. I'll go back in the pictures. Get those girls to come back. Your backup singers.
Those were great.
And who was there? James was doing all the number. All
Blue.
The, No.
Oh, you're talking about...
I was doing instruments then there in the recording studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone says here from the 501, what grave was the gold buried in the movie Good, Bad, and Ugly? What grave was the gold buried in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Was it unknown?
This is really tough. Maybe if this is from the 501, maybe you need to know that one. It is buried in Sad Hill Cemetery, inside an unmarked grave right next to the one marked with the name Arch Stanton. I don't know what that means. Ron said, who is the NASCAR driver that busts a watermelon when he wins a race?
I don't know.
His family owns a watermelon farm.
Wait a second. Steve?
That was not Steve. That's Ron from Pine Bluff.
That's what I'm saying.
661-1037. Do we know that one?
No, we don't.
Someone says, have you ever eaten a stolen watermelon?
A stolen watermelon.
Yeah.
Is that a name of a store or a town?
I don't know. Somebody says, I've always noticed how watermelon rind tastes like cucumbers. They look like cucumbers. I've never eaten one. If you're a kid,
I like a little bit of the rind. You drink the juice.
Don't you like a cold watermelon?
I like the rind.
Roger, if you had your choice. Don't you like a cold watermelon? I mean, wouldn't that be your preference?
Oh, dude, 100%. Well, I'm not going to drink a hot one.
Well, I mean, sometimes if they're sitting out, they're sitting out in the sun.
There's no room temperature. No, listen, when we would go picnicking down in Hot Springs, we'd be there at the gorge, the Gulf of Gorge. We'd take the watermelon.
Yeah, yeah.
You put it in the water and let it go, let it stay there while you eat your chicken and your beans.
Yeah,
you do all the picnicking and eating and doing all that, and then you pull it out.
Richie, who was with us on the trip, says y'all have got to talk about bubble soccer if you haven't already. Yeah, that's a fun deal.
Is that Richie?
That's Richie.
Hey, Richie, can I say this about Richie? What is Richie's last name? Kozlowski?
Yeah.
Richie Kozlowski and Leslie Barlow, outstanding. What you guys did to make everything seem so smooth, to have it all lined up, make sure we ate, make sure we got there to and fro. Hats off to Leslie Barlow and Richie Kozlowski.
This is the brainchild of one and only Greg Hatcher.
No doubt.
You know, nobody thinks like he does. He's in D.C., I think, today doing stuff.
Just, he is.
The bubbles. The bubbles that you're in, that you hit people with, those are a lot of fun. And you look silly and you go down and you can take out all your frustration. And of course, it was 1,000 degrees in those, on those things.
1,000 degrees. I got to the point where my legs were so spent, I almost couldn't get it.
Somebody said Ryan Chastain was the watermelon guy. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, it was a watermelon guy. Todd, was that anything we need to know on that call? Was that an answer to anything, Todd?
They just reiterated the Chastain.
Yes. Somebody says Ross Chastain. Is it Ross, not Ryan? Is it Ross Chastain? Everybody says Ross. It's not Ryan.
I think it's Ross.
It's Ross. Sorry, that is incorrect.
What I do know is that Blue Steel.
Loves. Not when you said Blue Steel. We read it earlier.
Blue ointment.
Oh, my God.
Blue Oyster.
Just said it for you.
Blue Oyster loves Anacott Steel.
What is it?
Blue Star. Blue.
So is it Green Horseshoe loves Blue Steel?
Blue Horseshoe.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel. Somebody said, Roger, do you still have long-legged, lanky Matt Jones song?
That was the first one.
That goes on there.
That was the first one.
That one. And
by
then,
virtue of it being the first
one?
Yeah,
that I think so. It's good, number one. Number two, on Markham.
Go,
did it start the fire? Well, both of those, wait a minute. What was the other one we recorded in the studio?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
No, what was that? It was,
Hogman? I'm a Hog fan.
Who sings original on that?
Blues Brothers.
I was thinking there was another.
Blues Brothers loves Anacott Steel.
I was thinking there's another one, too.
No, well, there's a couple.
That was on
there's a few of them that I did. I loved If We Make It Through September, doing a couple of those.
Oh, my gosh, you've done 250 of them. How are you going to come up with maybe top 20, top 10?
Oh, it'd have to be the top 20. I think it's a four-CD set.
We don't do a countdown of, like, Razorback jersey numbers.
No.
We do a Roger Scott song of the day leading up to the kickoff.
And we're doing it.
All right, we'll go. Don't go away. We'll come back wrap things up.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. July the 12th, 1979 was Disco Demolition Night, an infamous major league promotion hosted by the Chicago White Sox and Chicago radio shock jock Steve Dahl. The doubleheader offered 98-cent admission to fans who brought a disco record to be destroyed. Between games, Dahl detonated the records in the outfield, which caught the field on fire, triggered a riot, and forced umpires to forfeit the second game to the Detroit Tigers. Google it, and you won't be able to stop laughing. Double B's welcomes fans of all types of music. Rockers, bluegrass, country and western, techno, and yes, even disco. Because Double B's has what everyone needs, from drinks to snacks to gas. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You
get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we've got you covered.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great price and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jason, and Rod because they got their wood.
Thanks,
enjoy
Steve,
Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it was that. What, this is
that's the one.
Who's original for this?
John Cougar.
John Cougar. I knew it was not, it was different than those other ones. This is professionally done, man. This is high quality.
The cities and we come from a smaller town.
Somebody had to write it.
Thanks, Trey.
Tailgating cars with wet bars and fans shouting,
go, Hogs, go.
R-A-Z-O-R-B-A-C-K. 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 Yeah, yeah. Razorbacks USA.
Man, that is outstanding. That is a quality song right there.
Ghosts of the past and voices now here to try. We all remember the call. There was Dennis Johnson, Ronnie Ringo, now Davis, and Marcus Love, Grant Cook, Ray Dominguez. Spotlight on Tejada, let's don't forget Mallet, tearing up the SEC.
That is good stuff. And that video too, didn't it?
I think Steve Sullivan put a few of those things together.
Or Tony Ranchino, I think, did it for us.
Well, maybe, yeah, but I mean, yeah. So I apologize. Yeah. Ranchino obviously did it.
I don't know if they shut that down, if you still have that on YouTube. I think Markham's on YouTube.
No,
right?
On Markham. I think they're all there. There's a few of them.
Let me hear the beginning
the
of
one,
Markham.
You know what? The one that I really like that's on YouTube is the Trouble song, because it shows Burlsworth and it shows the trophy.
You did that one with video?
I didn't do it, but they did it. Somebody did.
That's not the one. We didn't do that in studio, did we?
No.
Let me hear the beginning on Markham here before we talk to Phil Ellison here in just a second. Well, see if you get that. While you're looking, we'll get Phil. Hey, Phil, good morning, buddy.
Hey,
how are you?
Phil, how you doing?
Morning. How's your weekend, guys?
I was good. We had a good time. I took a little trip down to Florida and back in action. Man, it's everything is happening this week. We're getting ready to. It's time to roll. Time to go. It's
you
go
have
time.
That Florida glow right now.
I do.
David.
Listen, I got the sun, baby. It's
you
go
too,
time,
Raj. Wow.
I know.
Oh, I know. That's something.
Football's here. Gets cranked up all over the state of Arkansas. High school, junior high.
NFL, too.
NFL's been going on. You got a game Thursday night. Here we go. This is On Markham by Roger Scott. Professionally produced. Mike Nell.
You really love some of them.
Who were your backup singers?
Three professionals we brought in, I think, from Memphis, I think. they were good.
Flew them in.
You know, on Broadway in Little Rock would be a totally other song. A completely different song from what you're singing.
Casey Dickens, the shotgun, gets the snap, wants to throw.
It's the scat at the end of the song.
Perfect syncing of Roger singing and the plays by Paul Ailes and Mike Nell.
Professional audio production. Does listening to this, though, make you a little bit sad in a nostalgic way, since who knows if we're going to have one of those games again?
Right. Oh, yeah, but this is... Roger, what was your line?
The red, all the red and white take away your blues. It's probably some of the best writing ever.
Well, Kevin Crass, we know it's Kevin Crass's favorite song.
We do. Thank you, Kevin, for loving it.
Back in the shotgun. Here we go. Let's do it again. It's Paul Ailes. 31-yard
line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete.
Yeah! Special moments there. Good stuff, Roger Dodge. We'll be playing more of Roger's songs as we go. Bill, what's happening on the zone today?
It's the Peoples.
Oh, man. Oh, I guess we're talking football quite a bit today. Yeah. Why not? Because Coach Silverfield's talking at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little bit. Trey's going to stop by. Well, not stop by. Call in from the Bahamas. Preview a little bit of what we got going on later today against Del Valle.
I know. It's the clothing line or something. I don't know.
And then Justin and I tomorrow are at, Flyway Breckenridge to watch the last game of this little basketball tournament that the Hogs are playing in.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's baseball still. Obviously, you got a big deal, obviously, with the trades that are happening. It's the Dodgers.
Deadline's at 3.
Yeah, I was asking today. I don't remember this. When I was growing up, it was not a part because they didn't change until 86. They changed it to August in 86. It had been June, so I don't know. Did the Dodgers need anybody else? Come on, man.
Keeping the best pitcher away from other teams.
I know. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Morning Mayhem live Wednesday at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Alcoa's summertime auto loan special ends at the end of the month. Don't miss out on rates as low as 1.776%. No payment for 90 days and 84 months financing.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the small